March 3rd, 2020, World Wildlife Day. I'm at the United Nations in New York. And Discover, we're the last event being shut down because of COVID. There's a murmur in the city. Is this virus real? I had dinner with Gary that night, and he said he wanted to see me in LA, and I said, whoa, stay in New York. It's not safe to fly. I'm not going back. I'm going to Rhode Island to see family. He shrugged his shoulders. He left the next day. He comes back, and he dies from COVID in 14 days. Bye, Gary. Maria would always offer me respite in Ireland. So I was so thrilled when I saw the Skype message that said, let's talk. But her son was on the other end of the phone. I said, this can't be good. He said, it's not. So about the time I was having dinner with Gary in New York, Maria and her driver were just going to her annual doctor's appointment and they went home. They both got COVID. He nearly died, but she died. Bye, Maria. My world went entirely black. I was stuck right in my tracks. Everyone around me was split. I would hear, ah, don't believe that stuff. It's not real. Huh? My experiences with COVID are real. My friends who died from COVID are real. To me, COVID is real. What am I going to do? I have got to find joy in the desolate space of lockdown. A complete rewiring of my body and my emotional system. I've got 6 feet. It's my space. Will you just give me my 6 feet? All right, I gotta reevaluate. Values, empathy, judgment. All right, so that pile of stuff I always wanted to do, it's done. All right, let me go to places I've loved in this old place that was home. Meshanicut Lake, Cranston, Rhode Island. Federal Hill, Providence, Rhode Island. And then I took a ride to Shannock in Adamsville. And then I crossed the border to hear the lion who roars from South Attleboro Zoo. And then I would go to the water. There's a lot of that in Rhode Island, you see. And I would take videos of the waves crashing. And I would send them to my friends who don't live near the sea. This would fill my soul with solace, knowing that I was bringing my friends joy from a place I used to call home. So now I'm a snowbird. And I'm rebuilding my roots and relationships and more discoveries in the ocean state. And this is all thanks to COVID. Thank you.